Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, April 17th. This is your FT News Briefing. Today, Apple and Qualcomm set aside their legal battles. Netflix posts its strongest quarter for new subscribers but lowers expectations for the second quarter. And Boeing investors call for a boardroom shakeup. Then, the FT's Richard Henderson tells us why BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink says investors shouldn't be worried about a global slowdown. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. With billions of dollars in liabilities on the line, Apple and chipmaker Qualcomm have put an end to one of the longest-running legal disputes in the tech industry. The two California-based companies said on Tuesday that all litigation between them worldwide has been dropped. This includes a $30 billion licensing case that began on Monday. Apple and four companies in its supply chain were accusing Qualcomm of overcharging for chip royalties. Apple stopped paying those fees in 2017, but as part of the agreement, it will have to start payments again. The settlement includes a six-year global patent license agreement, plus a multi-year chipset supply deal. It also includes a one-time payment from Apple to Qualcomm for an undisclosed amount. The deal set off dominoes in the chip-making industry. Qualcomm's rival Intel conceded it would not release a 5G smartphone modem and was axing its plans to do so after hearing about the Apple deal. Shares in Qualcomm shot up more than 23% to close at $70.45 on Tuesday. It was the biggest single-day gain for the company since 1999. It seems that U.S. viewers didn't flinch at Netflix's most recent price increase. Netflix exceeded expectations by adding over 9.5 million new subscribers last quarter, the most it's ever added in a quarter. Almost 2 million of those subscribers came from the U.S. But a weak second quarter forecast caught the attention of investors. Netflix expects that it will only add about 5 million subscribers in the second quarter of 2019. The company is facing new competition in the streaming market. Disney, Apple, Warner Media, and Comcast are all planning to launch services in the coming year. Shares in Netflix fell almost 1% after the bell. Boeing could see a boardroom shakeup in the near future due to an investor backlash. The aircraft maker is trying to recover after two fatal accidents involving its 737 MAX jet that killed hundreds of people. Now, advisory firm Institutional Shareholder Services told clients that Dennis Muilenburg should be stripped of his dual role as chairman and chief executive. The group says an independent chairman should be appointed to help rebuild Boeing's reputation. Rival shareholder advisory service Glass Lewis suggested Boeing remove the head of its board's audit committee. They say Lawrence Kellner failed to foresee safety risks with the 737 MAX. ISS also recommended that shareholders support a proposal for Boeing to improve disclosure on its spending on government lobbying. Since the 737 MAX crisis, Boeing's relationship with the Federal Aviation Administration and its lobbying efforts have been under scrutiny. Boeing did receive a bit of good news on Tuesday. An FAA board approved a new training program for pilots. It'll accompany a software update designed to fix problems with the aircraft's anti-stall system, which apparently malfunctioned before the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes. And here's a closer look at one of today's big stories. After a tumultuous end to 2018, BlackRock cemented its position as the world's biggest asset manager in the first quarter of this year. Its assets under management grew to $6.5 trillion. And now, Chief Executive Larry Fink says signs of healthier economic growth in the U.S. and China will reassure big investors. These investors have largely remained on the sidelines of the market recovery this year. Richard Henderson covers U.S. capital markets for the FT, and he explains how the asset manager performed in the first quarter of 2019.
So BlackRock did pretty good. The company brought in $65 billion in inflows. So these are investors sort of deciding to invest their money with BlackRock. And that's really the most important measure for a fund manager. So there was a little bit of softness if you were comparing this quarter to the same quarter last year when the markets were a bit higher. But generally, the company did pretty good and it beat analyst estimates, which is the sort of key factor.
How have asset managers turned the corner after a pretty bad 2018?
So asset management right now is super interesting because of this secular shift in investor appetites away from active management, where a very clever portfolio manager decides what stocks and bonds to buy for an investor, towards passive management, where an index guides all trading decisions. So you don't really need clever humans to do much at all. You can rely more on technology. And as such, the fund managers receive a very reduced amount in fees and therefore revenues. So all fund managers are grappling with this challenge. BlackRock stands out because it's quite diversified and it's one of the big three passive fund managers, along with State Street and Vanguard, which really dominate that passive world. And so they get a lot of fees from that too. For BlackRock, that's the iShares business, which did really well this quarter.
Just a few weeks ago, you and I were here talking about the shakeups at BlackRock. Had that impacted anything that we saw yesterday?
That's a really good question. Not really, but it did sort of accentuate one of those changes, and that is around alternatives. Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, is trying to guide the company towards alternative investments. And these are private equity, hedge fund, real estate, infrastructure investments, which are more specialized, bring in much more higher fees than other investments like regular stocks and bonds. And that business is growing. There is some innovation around some of the products they're launching, which appear to be, you know, good ideas. Whether they'll work out in the long term is still an open question. But the movement of going towards private equity and hedge fund and infrastructure, these types of investments, is very evident in these results. And that's something that BlackRock and its shareholders are quite keen to see.
Richard, are there any other factors that are driving asset management revenues higher?
So broadly speaking, yes. The markets are the big X factor for this year for asset managers. Now, Larry Fink is fairly bullish on how the markets will perform. The big question mark overhanging the world at the moment is a slowdown in global growth, a synchronized slowdown, and the impact that has on investor sentiment. It makes investors take their money out of equities and put them in ultra-safe bonds, which don't do very much for investors in terms of returns. So Larry is considering the idea of a melt-up, which is a term that broadly describes an asset class, in this case equities, the US stock market in particular, surging higher because investors rush back in because the fears over global growth have been overplayed. Things like China-US trade, things like Brexit might start to fade away and investors rush back into the US stock market. So that would then in turn boost the amount of assets that asset managers oversee and drag their fees and the revenue from those fees a little bit higher.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. We'll be following more earnings today, with American Airlines and Morgan Stanley expected to report. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. From a local business to a global corporation,
partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.